Move me. Move like the waters I cannot drink. I have lost my patience. Make me a new Columbia House Party single. Jake, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good, man.
I like that one. That one
made me laugh. Thanks.
I like when they catch me off guard.
Yeah, I like to do that. I like when, because like a lot of the times, yes, in these singles episodes, we're only playing one song, but we are talking about the album in most cases. So I like when, right, when it's your turn to prepare one of them and you've set the opening lyric up for me and I go to a different song on the album. Just to mess with you, mostly. I like to, wherever possible, do the first song on the album, but I also just like to do something you're not prepared for.
I respect it. I like being, it makes me pay attention, which is good.
Yeah, it's good. It's November now, which means we're almost, like, we're past Halloween, and we're past our Thanksgiving here in Canada. So we are, like, starting to see like the first of Christmas decorations and stuff like that. Except for that one house in my neighborhood that never took their Christmas decorations down from last year and has had them on since September.
They haven't taken it down yet?
I mean, or they put them up in September. Like I remember I was out for a walk like at night in September and someone had Christmas lights on and I was like, I checked my phone. I was like, did I skip ahead 2 months and not remember? But no, as weird as time has been these last 7, 8, 9 months, yeah. Now, I say that things are getting or are about to get a little Christmassy because today's topic feels Christmassy to me. And I know that's a little weird, but for me, today's artist gets me feeling Christmassy and is actually going to be the topic of our December bonus episode for Patreon supporters. If you're not one of those yet, you can go to patreon.com/Columbia House Party. And become one. We did a Christmas bonus episode last year as well with some of our favorite non-traditional Christmas songs. And this year, we're going to explore this artist's Christmas collection, but not today. Today, we're talking about his new album. Jake, what do you have for us?
I don't really think this guy needs a ton of introduction. If you listen to the show, I assume you know who Sufjan Stevens is. Even if you don't listen to this show regularly, I assume you know who Sufjan Stevens is. He is one of the most successful and prolific songwriters in Indian music over the past like almost 20 years now, which I didn't realize until I was researching this, and just because time is fake. But he broke through with Michigan and Seven Swans in 2003 and 2004, but really broke big with Illinois in 2005. But we're not here to talk about Sufjan, the folk artist, as wonderful and expansive and interesting as he may be as a folk singer, because in 2010, Sufjan released The Age of Odds, which is an album that I so desperately want to do for a CHP episode because I could talk about it forever, and maybe we will one day. I also want to do this because it's sort of a divisive one in his catalog a little bit. It went very far away from his folk output, although it's still in there a little bit, and is this like symphonic giant work. I get a lot of flack on the internet because every now and then I like to tweet out that it's the best Sufjan album, because it is, and people don't like that. People take their Sufjan rankings pretty seriously, but sorry.
Well, you should know better,
it's
Jake.
Just true. I should, but I won't because I don't care. It's like, it's a big album. It's too much, which is a pun, because there's a song on the album called Too Much. That's the joke. But I also think it's one of the best albums of the decade. And from
right,
my
Jake,
personal
no,
standpoint...
No offense, man, but it's not the album we're talking about.
but to lead into what we are talking about, every time Sufjan announces new music or a new project, I'm hoping that it would be a follow-up to Age of Odds. He went back to folk with Carrie and Lowell in 2015. And I would say that his new album, The Ascension, is about as close as he's gonna get to an Age of Odds follow-up. So today we're talking about The Ascension and to a lesser extent, the second single from the album, Video Game.
Believer, I don't wanna play your video game.
So, Jake, I have a couple questions. The first is, are you saying his name right, or is it Sufjan?
I truly have no idea. I've been saying it this way for 15 years now, so I'm just sticking with it. I apologize if I'm saying it incorrectly.
No, that's not why I ask. I ask because he, like, jokingly has gone, like, the Surf John Stevens tour, and like Steve and I would right. call Steve and I have like for years only called him Surf John, and I have completely forgot the actual right way. Like, he in my head is always just Surf John Stevens.
I don't think which, I like, know how to pronounce it actually.
Yeah, you know? I think it's Sufjan, but it doesn't really matter. It's Surf John for my purposes, and it'll definitely be Surf John on the Sufjan. Will definitely Sufjan. Be Surf John yeah. On our Christmas episode. Anyway, I didn't mean to detract with that, but it's
no, it's a valid question.
I chuckle every time I try to say his name. I'm like, it's not Surf John, Blake. It's that was a joke. Don't do that. Second follow up, Jake, is why I was a little, and I know I said the same thing last week, so I don't want to be repetitive in this space every time. I was a little surprised you chose Video Game as the song, because there's another song on this album that just screams Jake Goldsby.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's another song on this album that isn't necessarily my favorite song on the album, but is very me, because it's like 15 minutes long, which is the last song on the record and the first single off the record, called America.
You didn't want to play a song that is longer than these episodes are supposed to be?
That's part of it. I also wanted to spare our producer from having to cut down a 17-minute track or however long it is, and instead gave him a nice, solid, like, 3.5-minute song that he can work with that actually sounds like a song for the entirety and not just droning noise for the final 5 minutes. I will say this is not my favorite song on the record. I do like it, but it just seemed like it's a single. It's accessible.
I also think it's a very good example to highlight what you're talking about when you say you were kind of hoping it would go back to 2010-ish sound, because I feel like, you know, this song in pretty snappy fashion gives you the idea of what the vibe of this album is and the vibe of what you were looking for with new Sufjan.
Yeah, I mean, this record's also like all over the place. It's way too long. It's 80 minutes long, which is too long for any album. But I think it's really beautiful and amazing. My only issue with it is that it's so long, it's hard to like easily go back to and listen to. But it's like, I get, unlike Age of Odds, which I will defend to the death to anyone who says they don't like it, I understand if this one doesn't grab you.
That's fair.
Like, I can get that. I love it though. It's going to be high on my year-end list. And as a tweet I saw the other day said, when Sufjan said, "I want to die happy over insanely sick bleeps and bloops," I felt that.
All right, we're going to talk more about these bleeps and bloops after this. All right, Jake, what more do you have for us on The Ascension, which, by the way, was a really bad WWE tag team name. So I'm assuming now that Surf John is also a wrestling fan.
A wrestling fan? I mean, he might be.
Yeah.
I know he's a Drag Race fan, so it's kind of pretty close.
Hey, I mean, the line there is thinner than fans of either would like to believe.
Absolutely true. So Sufjan plays almost every instrument on this album, except for bass, vibraphone, some guitars, and percussion. Bryce Dessner of The National plays guitar on the opening track, which is probably my favorite song on the record, which is called Make Me an Offer I Cannot Refuse. In terms of his sort of process, I guess, for lack of a better term, for this record, he told the New York Times that his goal with The Ascension, or his objective, as he called it, was to be part of the solution or get out of the way, keep it real, keep it true, keep it simple, keep it moving. I guess it's simple because the songs are very repetitive, but also it's 80 minutes and sprawling, so I don't know. His simple's different from mine. He also said in an interview with The Atlantic regarding the song America, which we were talking about today, and how it's kind of a protest song, which sort of doesn't go against, but is not exactly what his earlier work is like. He said that I have changed. I've grown old and world weary. I'm exhausted. I'm disenchanted. I'm a curmudgeon. He said there's a lot of criticism on those early records. It's all just hidden behind a facade of joyfulness, but I'm inherently a pessimist. And for the first time ever on The Ascension, I'm being honest about what I feel about the world. The election of Donald Duck, nailed him, stirred something in me that made me think I was entitled to the cynicism and mean-spiritedness. I had been holding back a lot of resentment towards pop culture and American culture, but when all of the shit hit the fan, I realized I should say something. He said that you are the subject of this record, you, the listener. I think I've earned the right to be didactic and preachy. I've been doing this for 20 years, and how many songs have I written about my own personal grievances with judgment against myself, self-deprecation, and sorrow? I was like, no, I don't want to write another song about my dead mother. I want to write a song that is casting judgment against the world. I just got so sick of folk music. Don't get me wrong, I'm fundamentally and always will be a folk singer-songwriter, but I needed to exercise all of those folk idioms. I think this record, because it's political and bossy and bitchy, needed to be somewhat fun sonically.
I also work out my folk idioms. That's it's my Tuesday in my workout routine.
I do kind of see what he means.
No, though. I do. Like, I know. It's just a funny phrasing.
Yes. But like if this record was a straight folk record, it would be fucking exhausting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You need that those little bursts of electronica or whatever, or indie pop, whatever you want to call it, to make it, I guess, like stomachable or digestible.
Yeah.
I just think it might be too heavy to like come back to often if it were a straight folk.
Yeah, album. I think so. And like a lot of his recent folk work, especially on Carrie and Lowell, is so like personal and heavy that if it was him exercising these feelings and demons, as he calls them, over folk music, it would just be a lot. Like it's already a lot, but it's a different kind of a lot because it's kind of fun, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jake, do you have any closing thoughts here? Other than when we're doing an age episode and just shoehorning it. Like, we're going to do this single and we're going to do the December Patreon bonus episode once again, which will be out mid-December. And you can go to patreon.com/Columbia House Party to become a supporter there. That'll be taking a look at Surf John's Christmas music, which is pretty prolific and has a fun backstory. I feel like instead of scratching your itch, it's just going to like make you hijack the spreadsheet and change the order of things. Get an age episode lined up quick.
We'll get there naturally. But I guess I'm just glad that he missed this side of him as much as I did.
That's great. You guys can check out this. I mean, wherever you get your music, it's called The Ascension. It was released in September on Asthmatic Kitty. Yeah, I mean, again, like Jake said off the top, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know and listen already. But if you haven't, check it out. This is maybe not the most natural entry point for the rest of his discography. I would say if you like this, you will like everything else he's done. But if you don't like this, that might not necessarily mean you don't like his other stuff. So check out The Ascension from Sufjan Stevens. And come back in mid-December when we dive into his Christmas stuff. Jake, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.